Good afternoon, everyone. It is a great pleasure to introduce and moderate the second panel. We will be discussing Sir Eddie, giving our thoughts and reflections on his relationship with the Lauterbach Centre. So each panelist will give a short presentation, and we will then hopefully have a chance to discuss points among ourselves that arise from their presentations. Then there'll be an opportunity, hopefully, for questions from the floor. And finally, I hope to play a short audio clip of Sir Eddie to close the session. First, let me introduce my fellow panelists in the order in which they will speak. On my right is Judge Crawford. He is judge currently at the International Court of Justice, fellow of the British Academy, and previously the Yale Professor of International Law here from 92 to 2015. He was director of the centre from 97 to 2009, and in addition to his scholarly work, he's appeared in more than 40 cases before the International Court of Justice and other international tribunals. In 2012, he was awarded the Hudson Medal by the American Society of International Law. Robert Volterra is a public international lawyer who completed his LLM in 1992 here in Cambridge. He returned to Cambridge a couple of years later to work with Eddie in his practice and be a research fellow at the Lauterbach Centre. In 2011, he established his own firm, Volterra Theatre. He is a visiting professor of international law at University College London, where he's taught a variety of international law subjects for almost 20 years. He advises and represents governments, international organisations and private clients on a wide range of contentious and non-contentious public international law. Manu Gillard is a Programme Associate Chief of the Protection of Civilians Section in the Policy Development and Studies Branch of the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs at Oxford Martin Programme on Human Rights. Prior to joining the UN in 2007, she spent 8 years as a legal advisor at the International Committee of the Red Cross, where she was responsible for inter alia advising on the legal protection of civilians in armed conflict. She completed her BA and LLM in the faculty and became a research fellow at the Lauterbach Centre from 95 to 97. Andrew Sanger is the Volterra Theatre Junior Research Lecturer at Newnham College and the Lauterbach Centre. He's an affiliated lecturer in the Faculty of Law, read philosophy and law as an undergraduate here, completing his PhD in 2011. Currently, he supervises international law and constitutional law to undergraduates and lectures on the LLM program on the law of armed conflict, use of force, and peacekeeping. Professor Philippe Sands is professor of law, has been so at UCL since 2002, and director for the Centre on International Courts and Tribunals in the faculty there. In addition to his academic work, he's a practicing barrister with extensive experience litigating cases before international courts and tribunals. He's also a regular commentator on the BBC and CNN, frequently writing for leading newspapers. His recent book, East West Street, was the non-fiction book of the year 2017, Hersh Lauterbach being one of its central characters, and it won the Bailey Gifford Prize for Nonfiction and the J.Q. Wingate Literary Prize. I'm Leslie Dingle, and I'm the Foreign International Law Librarian in Squire Library here, the Faculty of Law, and it was in that capacity that I first met Sir Eddie in the late 1990s, and he was absolutely delighted that there was somebody who had his interests at heart in the library, and so we liaised in that capacity. But it was really in 2008 when I had the great pleasure of interviewing him for the Eminent Scholar Archive, and this is an archive which my colleague Dan Bates, who's sitting in the audience, and I have been building since 2005. To date, we have 26 subjects, and we're absolutely thrilled to have in our archive Dame Rosalind Higgins, a wonderful tribute to and from her. We have Judge Schwebel, Professor Allett, Professor Marti Koskinyemi, and Professor Derek Bauert. Now, Eddie's tribute comprises 370 minutes of oral recordings, 50 photographs, 29 reminiscences of colleagues, mainly deceased, and then 39 accounts, reminiscences of cases in varying degrees of detail. But for now, I'm going to very briefly start this panel discussion with an introduction to his role in the establishment of a permanent memorial to his father, his works and legacy, which has culminated in the Lauterpacht Center, itself a legacy to Elie. Well, these efforts, long-term efforts, began, of course, when his father died, and they comprise three phases: writings, buildings, and the lecture series. So when his father died very suddenly, it prompted him to vow to produce a memorial to him, and he did this initially by collecting Hirsch's writings and then by writing about him. So first the compendium of Hirsch's articles, the collected papers, first published in 1970 and finally in 2004. This project took him 30 years, and then the biography, and with the research assistant of Andrew Sanger, this took 2 years. A total, the writings, the written tributes, 50 years, so an ongoing, ever-going commitment in his life, despite the fact that he had parallel careers in other avenues. Now, in addition to the writings, he had in mind something more substantial, and initially this took two forms, a memorial room, and then what is now the Lauterpacht Center. And I'm going to tell you something about the memorial room, because the information I have, which I've unearthed from the library, Squire Library Committee minutes, because for many years it was a faculty library, and the faculty, high ranking faculty members, were responsible for the collection development, and this has been meticulously recorded, and I've been able to trace the very beginnings of the Lauterpacht Center by way of the memorial room in the Squire Law Library. This was in the 1960s, and some of you will remember that the Squire was housed on the first floor of the Cockerill Building in the old school site. And below was the Seeley History Library, as well as several smaller facilities. A move of the Squire Law Library to expand these ground floor premises had first been mooted in 1958, and on March the 13th, 1959, Kurt Lipstein suggested that international law collections could move into this area. 2 years later, when the administrative situation clarified, Elie and his mother proposed that when the Squire Library occupied the ground floor of the Cockerill Building, they as a family would pay for furnishing what had been the Spanish Library to a high standard to become the Sir Hirsch Memorial Room. This was tabled at the Squire Library Committee meeting on the 24th of November 1961 and subsequently accepted. But at the 29th of May meeting, 1962, it was reported that the Spanish Library Room was not suitable and the General Modern Languages Room would be used for this purpose. By the time the committee met on the 22nd of November 1962, the room had been occupied and filled with international law books. And two things were added: what was described in the minutes as, and I quote, suitable lettering over the entrance, and an enlarged photograph of the late Sir Hirsch in the room. Money was set aside for this room to move into the Seeley History Library whenever that occurred. It didn't for another 6 years. And this was the memorial, this was the beginning of it, the beginning of the Lauterpacht Center, and it persisted for 20 years in this fashion while Elie served out his lectureship from 1958 to 1881, including his stint in Australia, during which time he carried a large workload of cases and arbitrations. Despite this achievement, bearing in mind he was concurrently working on the written material, there still remained in him a strong desire to create an umbrella under which to organise international law research and include a memorial lecture series for his father. And I'm now going to play you a clip in which he describes this historic event in his own words.
We established in 1983 what was initially called the Research Centre for International Law here in the university. And I have to acknowledge the major part that was played in the creation of that centre by my three colleagues, Clive Parry, who died in 1982 but had been involved in the preliminary discussions, Robbie Jennings, and Derek Byatt. And they set it up simply because, not simply, but I think largely because they felt it would be fair to me to create some sort of umbrella for the various activities that I was pursuing, like the international law reports and so on. We had no institutional protection for these initiatives. So the research center was set up in 1983. Initially, it was nothing more than a name on a piece of notepaper. We had no premises, we had no money. A friend of mine, Edward St. George, said to me, well, I'll give you a building. So I said, well, that's very nice. It happened that in 1985, a house came up for sale in Cranmer Road in Cambridge, which suited our needs perfectly, since we obviously didn't have the money to start on our greenfield site and build our own building. So this house, number 5 Cranmer Road, came on the market, and we bought it. Edward honoured his commitment in large part. He didn't provide all the money. We got money from other sources, including my own college, Trinity College, and we bought number 5 Cranmer Road for a price that was then the highest price that had been paid for a residential property in Cambridge.
Really?
Today, that price would be about a fraction of what the house would fetch on the open market, but we don't propose to sell it. So from 1985 onwards, we had our own building, and we could progress from there. We encouraged scholars from abroad, and that's one of the major aspects of the activity of the centre today, and to encourage people to come from abroad, pursue their own research in this ambiance where they can mix with other international scholars, and it's been very popular. And we also instituted the Friday lunchtime talks. Each Friday in term, we have a speaker from outside who speaks for about 40 or 50 minutes, and then there's a period of questioning. The whole thing is brought to an end quite promptly at 2 o'clock to enable people to get on with their other activities.
Cranmer Road is opposite number 6, where Sir Hirsch lived from 1938 to 1960, and where Ellie would have spent much of his boyhood and undergraduate days. And also Arnold McNair lived there before 1938. The third component of Ellie's memorial was the Hirsch-Lauterpach Memorial Lectures, which began with Professor Shabti Rosen in 1985, obviously an important focus of international law scholarship, and have been graced by many greats. In 1996, it was renamed the Lauterpach Centre to honour both Sir Hirsch and Ellie, and in 2002 the opportunity arose to buy number 7 Cranmer Road, the purchase assisted by a substantial grant by the Bahrainian government, and the Malaysian government assisted with the fittings. That is all I'm going to say. It's my great pleasure now to hand you over to Judge Crawford.